This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You can think whatever you like about the possible, probable, let's test the waters presidential candidacy of one Howard Schultz, but it is a cold, hard political and economic reality that for as long as he is in the race, again, assuming he actually officially does get in, that it's going to be a big deal for his former company. Starbucks current CEO Kevin Johnson said the company doesn't get involved in national political campaigns, but as long as Howard is running, that's going to be easier said than done, as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
Starbucks is in a tough spot, says John Wunderlich at the Sunlight Foundation.
Because if they distance themselves completely, it could be read as an indictment. But if they embrace his candidacy at all, then it's an endorsement and they run the risk of a backlash.
That's because Starbucks would be front and center of a potential Schultz campaign, whether the company wants it or not, says Kostas Panagopoulos at Northeastern University.
There's no point at which Schultz will go on the campaign trail and not mention the word Starbucks.
He says opposition research could start contacting Starbucks employees to try to dig up dirt on Schultz's tenure at the company. But overall, he says the bigger risk to Starbucks comes from consumers.
We're seeing more and more evidence that consumers are reacting to the political stances adopted by corporations in their purchasing choices.
Another risk? Schultz's campaign could also reinforce a public perception that Starbucks customers tend to be younger, urban, and liberal, says Paul Argenti at Dartmouth College.
If you're running a major corporation, you want everybody to love you, right? And you don't want to be associated with any political controversy.
Argenti says Starbucks should get ahead of any political issues that come up, such as compensation at Starbucks or Schultz's decision to encourage baristas to talk about race.
Like to make a list of the four or five possible things that could come up and create strategies for dealing with each of those things.
Starbucks didn't comment for the story, but the company has reportedly been studying other major CEOs who've run for political office. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.